A new treaty has been signed between Russia and North Korea. It's a deal where each country will help each other if they face aggression. And it comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin is in North Korea. Earlier, Chad O'Carroll from NK News in Seoul explained to us what's in the deal.
Well, the top line aspect is some form of mutual defence, although it's unclear if this is a treaty or a plan of some sort. We don't know the details of that yet, but that's something South Korea and the US could be paying a lot of attention to, and which could have consequences in Europe, because if there is aggression against Russia, it could legitimise North Korean soldiers being sent to Eastern Ukraine to contribute to war fighting operations there. We've also seen agreement by the two sides to build a new bridge, increase economic cooperation, healthcare, education, things of that ilk. But I think the key thing to focus in on is this potential military cooperation.
Well, who's the biggest beneficiary here? Because Russia is getting weapons from North Korea.
They've already been getting those weapons now for a while, and North Korea is just one of several countries facilitating weapons provision to Russia. So I think the summit doesn't change that. But in terms of who benefits the most, I would say probably lean more heavily towards North Korea. They are under massive United Nations sanctions. They've done nothing to turn around their nuclear program in compliance with sanctions, and yet they are now being rewarded a major geopolitical military relationship with a United Nations permanent five member, i.e. Russia, and now a potential second mutual defense treaty alongside one from China that dates back to the early 1960s.
How has this been viewed in South Korea?
I don't know. It's like literally this news is all breaking right now. I can only imagine the South Koreans will be particularly paying close attention to the hint that Russia may provide weaponry to North Korea in the future. Right now, the South Koreans are reluctant to help Ukraine with artillery shells and things that could really help with Kiev's war defenses. And I think South Korea will be very unlikely to provide that if they know that the cost will probably be Russian provision of weapons to North Korea that could modernize its capabilities for a future inter-Korean war.
And what do you expect to happen over the next couple of hours?
Putin will leave Pyongyang. He's going to Vietnam for another summit there. And I think we'll start to begin to see official statements and condemnations from the likes of the United States, South Korea, perhaps Japan as well.